everybody turns their eyes away on 11th Street, on 8th Street in downtown Miami, because they don't want to see what's there.
What Commissioner Mark Sarnoff is talking about are homeless people. In all of downtown Miami, there are about 350 of them living on sidewalks, in parks, and under bridges. They're able to stay there because of a landmark case called Pottinger versus Miami. It protects the homeless from being arrested for things like sleeping on the pavement, being in parks after hours, and going to the bathroom in public. The final settlement reached in 1998 deemed these life-sustaining activities. Michael Stoops is director of community organizing for the National Coalition for the Homeless.
It set a precedent, and even in communities outside of South Florida and nationwide, and it has served as a way to deter communities from further criminalizing homelessness.
The argument goes, criminalizing the homeless is wrong because they live on the streets involuntarily. It's not their choice. So to arrest them for everyday life activities is unconstitutional. But the city of Miami has started to push back on this. Mark Sarnoff says it's to maintain balance.
You know, consideration for people who go to Heat games, people who come visit the city of Miami as a visitor, people that want to consume downtown.
Sarnoff wants to apply what he calls a little tough love to those who remain on the streets. The city proposes that if a homeless person refuses services 3 times in 6 months, he or she will be arrested or forced to live in a shelter. The city says that these chronically homeless not only affect the health and welfare of the public at large, but of the homeless themselves. But Ron Book, chairman of the Homeless Trust, says that this would create an arrest and release policy, something that the Pottinger settlement tried to avoid.
And while I wish we had the ability to force people into care, I wish we could force people off the streets, we don't have that right. They have rights too. Homelessness is not a crime.
And so the city and the ACLU, which is representing the homeless in this suit, are at a standoff. But at one point in the hearing, the judge stopped and asked where Michael Pottinger was today. And the reply, he's no longer with us.
So the voice of the homeless is what's missing in this whole debate.
There are people in the middle of these two sides.
They need to get something going for homeless people that wants that, you know. That's what I really think. Not put them in jail.
James Litcher has been on and off the streets for the past 20 years. He's one of these chronically homeless people that the city wants to put in a shelter. But Litcher says he spent 6 months in a shelter, and after being unable to secure a job, ended up back on the streets, a place he knew how to navigate.
I feel like a person should be by their own free will to want to be in a shelter, you know, because some people like the streets.
But Litcher is one of many. Jessica Vilches, Latasha Haynes, Leslie Dames, and Ozzy Hill all live on the streets. I couldn't verify their stories, but each said there's often not a place that will take them in. This is not an issue Pottinger addresses, though. The case is about homeless people's rights, not about various solutions. But that's what the city's looking for, the solution to combat the remaining homeless. Though at times heated, their prodding into the Pottinger case has brought dialogue. Dialogue about how to improve people's lives. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.